All praise due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as the creator of all things, the sender of all prophets, from Adam to Noah, to Abraham to Moses, to Jesus, and the seal of all prophets, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam, and the revealer of all truth. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all His ni'mah, His blessing that He, Allah, have bestowed upon us all as Muslim, and also for people who are not yet Muslim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have honored us as children of Adam, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَلَقَدْ قَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمْ وَحَمَلْنَاهُمْ فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ وَرَزَقْنَاهُمْ مِنَ الطَّيِّبَاتِ وَفَضَّلْنَاهُمْ عَلَى كَثِيرٍ مِّمَّنْ خَلَقْنَا تَفْضِيلًا. Indeed, we, Allah, have honored the children of Adam, whether they are Muslim or not yet Muslim. All mankind is being honored by Allah Rabbul Alameen. Allah is the Lord of the worlds. Not only the Lord of the Muslim or the Arabs or the Turks or the Pakistani, but Allah Rabbul Alameen. And may the blessing of Allah be upon His beloved prophets, from Adam to Noah, to Abraham, Moses, Jesus, and Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the family of the prophets, and those who follow the teaching of the Prophet till the day of judgment. Ameen. Fellow brothers and sisters in Islam, and to all the brothers and sisters who are not yet Muslim, we are calling upon all of you with the call of all the messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَلَقَدْ بَأَثْنَا فِي كُلِّ أُمَّةٍ رَسُولًا أَنْ يَعْبُدَ اللَّهِ وَاسْتَنِبُ الطَّاغُودِ. Indeed, we have sent to every nation, every race, a messenger, where the responsibility, the mission of all the messenger is to invite every one of us to worship Allah alone and stay away from worshiping Taghut other than Allah. Now, before I continue, I would like to remind myself and all the brothers and sisters, firstly, as Muslim, we have certain adab, certain manners and character that we should learn how to behave as a Muslim, how to react as a Muslim. The first adab is the adab of salam. I believe all the speaker who stand in front of you will give you the greeting of peace before they start their speech. The same, I have given you the greeting of peace, but the response was not Islamic. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَإِذَا حُيِّيتُم بِتَحِيَّةٍ فَحَيُّ بِأَحْسَنَ مِنْهَا أَوْ رُدُّوهَا إِلَى الْآخِرَةِ آيَةٍ. And when you are greeted with the greeting, greet in return with what is better than it, or at least return it equally. And the Prophet said, if a person come to you and offer you the greeting, Assalamu alaikum, you should respond, Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. Better than the one who offer you. If the second person come to you and offer the salam, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, you should respond by saying, Waalaikumsalam warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. If the third person come and offer you the complete salam, assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh, how should we respond, brother? How should we respond? It's not good, it's not good enough. You have thousands of brothers here, and the voice is just representing hundreds of them. Where are the thousands? Now I am going to offer you this greeting again. Because we are Muslim, we should practice our deen. We should respond to the Quran. The Quran has changed us. So we must prove to ourselves tonight that we are here to change. We are not here just to listen to the speaker, but we are here to change. Are we here to change, brother? Alhamdulillah. Assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. The second request from us, humble request. When we are happy, we express our happiness by saying alhamdulillah or Allahu Akbar is better than clapping the hand. It's always better. I know we are used to clap hands, but please control your hand. Can you control your hand? Alhamdulillah. Yeah, it's your hand, it's not my hand. You are sure to control. You have power to control your hand. So if you feel good, you say alhamdulillah. If you say great, say Allahu Akbar. Because every letter in the Quran, if you say, there is a thawab. And the thawab is kulli harfin ashru amthaliha. Every letter you get 10 reward. And may Allah reward us kindly. Amen. Fellow brothers and sisters, alhamdulillah, we have been listening to the great speaker about the miracle of the Quran before me, Shaykh Yahya Al-Qadi. Before me, Yusuf Estes was there. Another brother was there. And this afternoon, today is what day? Today is what day? Al-Jum'ah. And we all was here to celebrate Al-Jum'ah. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Khayrul yawmi tala'at alayhi shams yawmul jum'ah." فيه خلق آدم وفيه أدخل الجنة وفيه أخرج منها وفيه أحبط وفيه ثيب وفيه ثيب عليه وفيه مات وفيه تقوم الساعة. This day, today is a great day, the best day of the week upon which the sun rises is the day of Jum'ah. Today, on this day, Adam was created. Who is Adam, brother? Who is Adam, brother? Adam is the first mankind, the father of all mankind. The father of the Arabs, the father of the Chinese, the father of the Indian, the father of the West, the East, and every one of us. Because the Prophet said, "Kullukum min Adam wa Adam min turab." Every one of us here are from Adam, and Adam is from clay. So we all are like a big family. And this day, Allah admitted Adam to paradise. The same day, he was expelled from paradise and was sent down to this earth the same day. And that's why we are here. And he was forgiven by Allah after he recited Rabbana zalamna anfusana wa illam taghfir lana wa tarhamna lanakunanna minal khasirin. Allah forgive him this day. And the Prophet said, Adam died in the same day. The same day means Jum'ah. Not the same Jum'ah, different Jum'ah, but on a day of Jum'ah. And also the last hour will happen in Yawmul Jum'ah. And that's why Yawmul Jum'ah, the Khatib always remind all of us with the reminder of Allah. Ya ayyuhal ladzina amanu taqallaha haqqa tuqatih wa la tamutunna illa wa antum muslimun. O you who believe in Allah, be faithful to Him. Not just believe, but you must have taqwa. Wa la tamutunna illa wa antum muslimun. Make sure that none of you die, none of you depart from this world until you submit to Allah physically, mentally, and spiritually. Udkhulu fi silmi kaffa. Enter Islam totally, not partially, not quarterly. And Allah remind us, wa'tasimu bihablillahi jami'an wa la tafarraqu. This is the nasiha from our great imam from Makkah, Dr. Abdul Rahman Sudais. Remind us, wa'tasimu bihablillahi jami'an wa la tafarraqu. Calling every one of us, let us be united and don't be divided. You may be different in color, in race, names. You may be born Muslim and we are revered. Yusuf Estes, he was a revered. Abdurrahim Green, a revered. Brother Musa is a revered. Your brother Hussein Yi is a revered. We are all reverts. Abu Bakr was a revered. Omar was a revered. Osman was a revered. Ali was a revered. Khalid ibn Walid was a revered. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. And today we have brothers and sisters coming back, returning back to Islam. Allahu Akbar. Walillahi alhamd. Wa'tasimu bihablillahi jami'an wa la tafarraqu. واذكروا نعمة الله عليكم إذ كنتم أعداء فألف بين قلوبكم فأصبحتم بنعمته إخوانا. And this is my topic. How the Quran changed the world. Allah is telling us, once upon a time, before the Quran was revealed, all of you live like enemies, hate each other, fighting against each other, abusing each other. The white feel that he is better than the black. The Quraysh tribe thought that they are better than the other tribes. The rich oppress or they exploit the poor, and the powerful one, they will oppress the weak one. Women have no rights. And that's why there are times children will be buried alive. Baby be buried alive. They have no right to live. There is no respect between the young and the old. And that is the life before the Quran. We live like enemies. We fight with each other because of small things. But Allah, wazkuru ni'matullah alaykum. Remember the ni'mah of Allah upon you. What is the ni'mah? The ni'mah is the revelation of Al-Quran Al-Karim. With the Quran, Allah unite all our hearts. Money cannot unite the hearts. Gold cannot unite the hearts. Only with the hidayah of Allah. What is the function of the Quran? Allah said, شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينة من الهدى والفرقان. In the month of Ramadan, we reveal the Holy Quran. Huda, as a divine guidance. For who, brothers? For who, brother? Please help me. The Quran was revealed by Allah for who? For Muslims? Only for Arabs? Mankind. Barakallahu fiqh. Allah said, not Hussein Yi said. Allah said, Quran was revealed, huda linnas, for all mankind. It's for the Chinese, it's for Indian, for the Muslim, for the not yet Muslim. I call them not yet Muslim. I don't call them non-Muslim. Because if I call them non-Muslim, I am judging them. And the Imam remind us, the Prophet always said, Allahumma hdi qawmi fa innahum la ya'lamun. Oh Allah, give guidance to my qawm, my people. He don't say the kafir. He don't say the mushrikeen. He said, my people, give guidance to them because they knows not. They are jahil. They are ignorant about Allah. They are ignorant about Islam, and that is why they are not yet Muslim. And it is our duty to bring this Quran that have changed us, changed me. Now it is my duty to bring the Quran out to the people and tell my family, tell my brother, my sister, my friend, and my neighbor, this Quran, this book, is for you, my brother. Is for you, my sister. It's my duty. And the duty of all of us who are here. Is that our duty, brother? Can you send one Quran to your friend who are not yet Muslim? Can you do that? Can you do that? I don't hear you, brother. Inshallah. It's not difficult, just buy one Quran or get one free from here and go and pass it to your friend. But don't give him the Arabic one. He don't understand. Give him the translation one. So that he will be thankful to you. You don't know, brother. One day he may just open this book and he read, Alif Lam Mim, Zalika al-Kitab, La Rayba Fih. This book, there's no doubts in it. You don't know. Hudal lil muttaqin. And because of this, he become a Muslim. You just got to do what you must do. Because the Quran was not revealed for you, for me, for you, for me, for all mankind. Hudal lil nas. Wa bayyinati min al huda wal furqan. And Quran also is a bayyinat. Is here to explain to all of us what to do, what not to do. What to eat, what not to eat. Who to marry, who you're not supposed to get married with. Can the man get married with the man? No books said that it is legal. Can a woman get married with a woman? No revelation said it is allowed. From the Old Testament to Palms of David, and the Injil, the New Testament, to the last testament of Allah to mankind, the Quran. None of this book allow anybody, male married male, female married female, no. How did the Quran change the world? Number one, min zulumat ila nur, from darkness to light. Before Quran, most of the people live in darkness. They are blind followers. They are followers, but blind followers. The Quran opened their mind and their heart, opened their eye and their ears, and they become a true followers. People who follow with knowledge, with an open mind, open heart, open eye, open ear, everything. The Quran have changed. People once upon a time who live in darkness to the nur of Allah. The Quran is a Furqan. It's here to explain to you from falsehood to the truth. From haram to halal. From batil to haqq. This is the Quran. And now we know what is right and what is wrong. Without the Quran, everything can be right, everything can be wrong. With the Quran, now we know. No. This is right. What Allah said right is right. What Allah said wrong is wrong. Quran also is a zikr. Inna nazzalna zikra wa inna lahu lahafizun. We are the one who reveal the zikr. What is a zikr? What is a zikr, brother? What is zikr? To remind us. Quran is here, keep on reminding you, reminding me, day and night. From young to old, you are reminded what to do, what not to do. Because human nature, we are always forgetful. And Allah who created us know our nature, and He sent a book to remind us. And every day, all Muslim was reminded by Allah, اهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمَ. Allah remind you every day to ask Allah for guidance. And not only for you. Islam is here to teach us not to be selfish. Just think of yourself. اهْدِنِي إِلَى الصِّرَاطِ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. If you pray and you say, اهْدِنِي إِلَى الصِّرَاطِ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ, do you think your prayer will be accepted? Do you think your prayer will be accepted, brother? Why? Because you change the word of Allah. Even you are praying alone, Allah want you to say, اهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. Oh Allah, guide us all. Not only guide you, not only guide me, guide every one of us. The Muslim is been taught, is been reminded by Allah to pray for everybody. But we have failed to do that. When we pray, me, 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 we forget about the others. Where Allah said, اهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمَ. To remind you that if you are in the Sirat al-Mustaqim, you must bring this Sirat al-Mustaqim to the other, to your friend, my brother, come to the Sirat al-Mustaqim. My sister, come to Sirat al-Mustaqim. We are here to call everybody back to Islam. Call the world back to Allah. Islam is here to save men from become servant and slave of men, or slave of thing to the slave of Allah. Islam is here to free all of us. Once upon a time, we are slave of many things. Some are slave of dinar, some are slave of dirham, some are slave of hawa, some are slave of human, slave of love, everything. Some are slave to your wife, some are slave to your husband. Now Allah sent Quran, and the Prophet was sent to us to save us, to free us, to become ibadallah, the servant of Allah. Islam is here to teach us from hatred to love. And that's why the Prophet said, لا يؤمن أحدكم أحدكم حتى يحب لأخيه ما يحب لنفسه. You are not a believer You cannot be a good believer until you love your brother what you love for yourself. Islam is a religion of love, not hatred. It's a religion of mahabba. And Allah said, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ. O Muhammad, tell the people, not only the Arabs, to everyone, if you believe and you love God, Allah. If anyone here said he loved God, he must follow the teaching of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Fattabi'uni yuhibbukum Allah wa yaghfir lakum dhunubakum. When you follow the teaching of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah automatically will love you. When he loves you, he forgives all your sins. Allahu Akbar. Do we love each other, brothers? Brothers, do you love each other? Alhamdulillah. Sisters, do you love each other? You don't hear the sisters say anything. Never mind. Now, you have been sitting here for hours. You have been sitting here for hours. If there's anyone who is sitting down, and you see some brothers who is carrying baby, you should give them your seat to show that you love them. That's how you show your love. If the young one is sitting and the old one is standing, then the young one should stand up and offer his seat to the elders to show your love. But I believe everybody, alhamdulillah, have a seat. Now, please, brother, do you want Allah to love you? Do you want Allah to love you? Alhamdulillah. Please, now look at your right. Look to your right. Who you see? Your right. You have your hand now. I don't want you to clap your hand. I want you to hold your hand. Please hold your hand. Hold your hand. Hold the hand from your right. And say, I love you for the sake of Allah. Say that. Say that, brother. Sisters, do that. You cannot be sitting in the same place for hours and hours. You don't even say to your sister, I love you for the sake of Allah. You don't even care to your brothers. What is love? What is this? Now you turn to the left now. Say to your brother, I love you for the sake of Allah. Say that, brother, please. Say, I love you for the sake of Allah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. You know when you do that, Allah is going to love you more today, inshallah. The Prophet said, whoever loves somebody, he should express his love. The Muslim naive today. Do you love? Yes, in my heart, my heart. Before they get married, they always say to their wife, to their girlfriend, I love you. You are my soul, you are my life, you are my star, you are my moon, everything is mine. Before they got married. After married, you must say to them, I love you. The husband love died when they got married. They only love you before married. But today, inshallah, we are going to change. We want to say to ourselves that I want to change. Do you want to change, brother? Alhamdulillah. We want to love everyone for the sake of Allah. That's why the Prophet said, if you want to have a safe iman, if you want to go to Jannah, the Prophet said, La tadkhulul Jannah hatta tu'minu. No one can enter Jannah until he believes. Wa la tu'minu hatta tahabbu. No one can be a true believer until he loves each other. The hadith you know later on, Ifsu salam baynakum, give salam. But what I'm going to tell you is, if you want to save your iman, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, man ahabba lillah wa abghada lillah وَعَعْتَ لِلَّهِ وَمَنَعَ لِلَّهِ فَقَدْ إِسْتِقْمَلَ الْإِيمَانِ. This is the most valuable thing in your life. This is more important than your children, your wife, your father, your mother, whatever business you have, your iman. Because only your iman will allow you to enter paradise. Not your property, not your gold and silver, your car, no. Alhamdulillah. Fellow brothers and sisters, if you want to save your iman, you must love for the sake of Allah, hate for the sake of Allah, give for the sake of Allah, withhold for the sake of Allah. Indeed, you have a perfect iman. There is a teaching of Islam, the teaching of love. Islam is here to free us from selfishness, to be a caring ummah. Once upon a time, we just think of ourselves. Once upon a time, not now. But today we are going to change, no more. I must think for others. I must show that I care for my friend. I care for my colleague. I care for my neighbor. And that's why the Prophet said, "Man kana yu'minu billah wa yawmal akhir falyukrim jarahu." Man kana yu'minu billah wa yawmal akhir falyukrim daifah. Whether Muslim or not yet Muslim, if there is your guest, they are your neighbor, you must honor them. Be kind to them, be caring to them. Islam is here to save us from rudeness to kindness, from division to unity. From enemy is kuntum a'da'an fa'allafa baina qulubikum fa'asbahtum bini'matihi ikhwana, to friendship. And the last one, from war to peace, to salam. And that's why we are here, to invite all the brother and sister back to peace. And if you want eternal peace, brothers and sisters, you cannot find anywhere except from Allah. And our Imam have reminded us in the khutbah, Allahumma antas salam. O Allah, you are peace. Wa minkas salam, and peace come from you. Don't come from me, don't come from you, it comes from Allah. So no one will have peace until he come back to Allah. So tonight, we are here again to invite all the brother and sister who are not yet Muslim, please come back to Islam for your own salvation. Save your soul. Like what Allah said, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا وَقَدْ قَابَ مَنْ دَسَّاهَا. Indeed, the successful one are those who keep their heart pure, worshipping Allah alone. وَقَدْ قَابَ مَنْ دَسَّاهَا. And the one who corrupt themselves will fail. Don't commit shirk. It's time for us to repent. It's time for us to come back to Allah to save our soul. And inshallah, after that, we must save our family, our loved one. And may Allah help us all. Amin. Ya Rabbal Alamin. Fellow brothers and sisters in Islam, we believe Quran have changed me from a selfish guy to a caring person, from a person who was very rude to his mother, my mother. When he shout at me, I shout at her. When he cane me, I take the cane and I cane her back. There is Johnny Yee before. There was my name, Johnny Yee. Alhamdulillah, when I came to Islam because the Quran, Allah said, وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا فَلَا تَقُلْ لَهُمَا عُفٍ وَلَا تَنْحَرْهُمَا وَقُلْ لَهُمَا قَوْلًا كَرِيمًا. You must respect your parents. Even they are not yet Muslim, you must honor them, respect them, love them, care for them. And never, never raise up your voice against your parents even they are wrong. Quran changed me. I never raise my voice to my mother anymore. Until 3 years ago, before she wanted to die, when she was bedridden, I called my mother, "Mom, please make shahada. Please say La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasul, so that I can pray for you. I can call all the Muslims to pray for your soul." If you die without saying La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah, I can't do anything, mom. Help me to help you. I talked to my mom. I have been talking to her more than 20 over years. But the last minute before she passed away, she looked at me. I said, please, mom, I only can save you if you say. If you don't say La ilaha illallah, I can't do anything. Alhamdulillah. She said, La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah. Alhamdulillah, brothers and sisters, I'm very happy. After my mother said the kalima, I make sujood shukr. Who can save your mom if you don't call them to Islam? And once again, we call upon all the brothers and sisters because we love you for the sake of Allah. Whoever who is here tonight and you are not yet a Muslim, please don't delay. Don't leave this hall until you say La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. There's nothing for you to lose, nothing for you to lose at all. And may Allah guide us all. Amin ya Rabbil Alamin. And don't forget to pray for my sibling. They are not yet Muslim. I'm still doing my da'wah, but we know innaka la tahdi man ahbabta walakin Allah yahdi man yasha. But we will never give up. If the Muslim follow the Quran and the Sunnah, inshallah we become the best ummah. But today the Muslim have failed themselves. May Allah guide us. Amin ya Rabbil Alamin. Wa billahi taufiqi wa akhir da'wana walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alamin.
Jazakallahu khairan, Sheikh Husseini. We'll now have a chance for the question and answer session.